Because he can tell us that when you express something, you lose a lot of what you really want to say. When you talk, you tell someone I love you, it's like, that's only like 0.00001. Tell your children, I love you. Do you know what that means? It's just words. Tell someone you really love, I love you. You lose so much in the words. So part of the reason that I want to stay speechless, obviously that would be interesting if I just stayed speechless. You know, when people talk a lot sometimes, you think that they're really, like, saying a lot, but really they're just protecting what they really can say. It sounds like interesting. Some people, like, talk and talk and talk, but they're not really saying something. Because when you talk, you're able to distract sometimes from the feelings. So it's very hard for me to talk. Because I know that there's so much depth to this room and to this house. And I know there's so much depth to every person here. Every person has so much depth. And I know that, you know, when you talk about struggle or you talk about pain and you talk about healing, it's so deep. So just to answer the question, Vayikra b'shirei Zimra, they say is the shirayim of the Zimra. It's what is left over from what you said. So when you tell someone I love you, it's really what's in your heart. It's really the leftover. It's really there's something so much deeper going on. The place that we stand, Hamakom. Put that one in there also, Sonny. I just stopped, because now I'm going to start going with that one. Hamakom, the place that you stand is holy. The Hamakom that we stand is holy. And I feel like I'm standing on holy ground. I'm standing here. And not because I'm a heebie-jeebie guy that I could tap into holiness. I'm not a heebie-jeebie guy. I'm a regular person with a lot of personal stuff myself. I don't even know what to say. I'm being serious. I really want to hear. I mean, I could make up something and say, since I'm supposed to speak, so that I'm going to say something that I really want to hear. I wish I had like all the time in the world to like sit with each and every one of you and just listen. That's really what I really wish I could do. I guess it's important maybe for me to share something to all of you. And I guess what I'm going to share is that I think one of the mistakes that we make, myself included, myself could be I'm the first one online for this. So it's not like myself included that I'm being humble by saying like I'm included. It could be I'm like number one. Is that when we grow up and in a certain way and things like happen to us, where something goes off at a certain time in our journey, and like we veered off, or we something like didn't feel right, or something's like off. I don't know if that's the right word. But it's like something doesn't feel right and I want to get out. I just want to run. I just want to get out. I want to just get run away and like, or like, I just want to say like to all of us here is that there's so much hope. There's so much hope and there's so much love. I'm getting emotional from that. There's so much love. The world, our world deep down sometimes can feel so dark and feel so like lonely. And all I could just say to everyone here, myself included, because it doesn't matter if you're 18 years old or you're 15 years old or you're 25 years old or you're 45 years old or you're 65 years old. There's love. There's so much love. There's so much support. There's so many beautiful, beautiful people who can be there for you and are there for you. So deep. I can't begin to explain to you as I sit here and I can mention that and Shlomo, I just met you right now, and I'm sorry to put this on you. I'm just going to say I just met him. He would turn over the entire world. He would turn over the entire world, create a whole world for a person. I'm saying I just met him. Sani, who's where Baruch Hashem, I'm blessed to be related to Sani. Sani Perlman is a person who will turn over the entire universe for a person. And I just want to say that that there's so much hope and there's so much light. Simcha Eckhout. Is someone I'm just telling you, I worked with Simcha. We worked together. I worked together. I didn't do anything. But I'm saying I say I worked together. I'm saying there are people. I'm telling you, there are people as much for every. And I've said this many times. And this might be a little bit deep. For every person who will hurt you. There's a person who can be there to heal you. Every person, for every institution that you suffered from, there is I don't want to use the word institution. There is a space. Hamakom again. There's a space. He knows what I'm talking about. There's a space. You know why? Hashem is called the Makom. Hashem is Makomo Shalom. Because at the end of the day, that's why Hamakom Asher Atakomi is Adnas Kodesh. Because Hashem, because God, however you want to, I sent this to somebody recently. This is ridiculous, this line. Could be you guys have heard this before. It's hard to hear God's voice when you've already decided what you want Him to say. It's hard to hear God's voice when you've already decided what you want Him to say. And the reason I say that is because I can only talk about myself. I can only talk about Yoni Fisher, this guy right here. And I can tell you that Hashem has given me the fact that I'm sitting here right now in Muncie, New York, sitting here, and the people who understand. The people who know. The people who know. That to have a beautiful, as I was coming up, I'm not even joking. I thought I was at the wrong room. It's right behind me. I want to say something. As we pulled up, I felt like I was at the wrong address and there was like some like vart or some like simcha going on. Which is true. There is a vart and a simcha going on in the air. And I just want to say publicly, that there is space for all of you. Meaning when I say all of you, I mean Tarti Mashma. All of you and all of you. Both as an individual, all of you, and all of you. And you could fit another 100 people in here. You can fit another 1,000 people in here with all the pain in the world. You know why? Because all the pain in the world, Hamakom, there are people, and Hashem sends people. Hashem sends people to heal you, to hold you, to be there for you. I promise you. I promise you. It doesn't mean you have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. You can even lose. You can even lose all the hope in the world because another person will have hope for you. You don't even need to have the hope. You can give up. You can actually give up. You can actually give up because you'll have someone who won't give up on you. So you could give it all up. So that was my shirei of my zemer. That was only what I could express. So Hashem, you continue to bless all of you, as I have on my the new sweatshirts of the yeshiva. One of my favorite lines is, better to walk with someone in the dark, with your friend in the dark, than alone in the light. And some guys get a little like, oh, but the light, I want to be. I'm like, you don't get it. You don't get it. It's better to be with your friend in the dark because that is light. That is light. That is light. That is light. So they asked the kasha, the guys who, you know, they asked the kasha, like, oh, the mice, you're in the light. I'm like, you missed it. You're in the light. You're in the light. You're in the light. We're in the light right now. Oh, we're in Gullus. Oh, we're in Gullus. I'm going to play this. I've been playing this to everyone. Don't get caught up in the, it's 49 seconds. I'll send it to you, to someone, if you guys want to see this. This is from one of the hostages. I've been playing this a lot. This is from one of the hostages. Yeah. Yeah. This is from one of the hostages who just let out. 49 seconds. You don't have to listen to this alone. Listen to this. I'll send this to everyone.
That's close to the minute.
Correct. Less than a minute. You guys ready? Listen to this. She got out from worse than hell. Here we go.
So you have bed bugs in on your body. It's very hard to breathe there. You don't have hair. You can't see the sunlight. But you know the fact that I believe in God. He doesn't say that I will get everything that I want. And he doesn't say that I will be happy all the time. But it's promised me just one thing, that behind everything that happened, there is purpose. And I just thought about that every time. If I need to be in the tunnels, I will be in the tunnels. And I will try to do the best that I can.
Wow. What a wonder.
The reason that I love that. It should be here. The line that I really connect to is when she says, if I need to be in the tunnels, then I'm gonna be in the tunnels. People think it's about getting out. She didn't say this, now she's saying it when she got out. But when all of us are in the tunnels sometimes. I know it's hard to say that. How could I complain? I'm not a hostage. I'm not a hostage. We don't know why we're in the tunnels sometimes. We don't know why we can't breathe the air. We don't know why we went through what we went through. But there's a purpose somehow, somewhere. And if you even like whatever it is, like I said before. Hashem should help us. Thank you for inviting me. God bless everyone here, really. Hashem should help all of you. I'm humbled to be the one speaking over here. And I love you all. What can I say? I know that sounds very cheap. But I'm... Uh, but I, but I'll say more than that. I'm humbled by everybody here. I'll say that that's probably more accurate. I'm humbled by every person in this room in the deepest way possible. As the guys know, I've always said in my previous Gilgal, I definitely was like a major, like crazy, like addict. In my previous Gilgal, there's no question about it. More than that, yeah.
I mean, the Rebbe knows how to rap.
Exactly. See, don't give away all my secrets.
Yeah, no, you don't have to.
But I'm humbled to be here. I'm humbled. And thank you for listening. I can't even give you a moment. Be a brocha at your house. Or your house. This is what a house. This is what a Jewish home. This is a Jewish home. Welcome to a Jewish home. This is what a Jewish home is. Filled with love, support, space, unconditional hamakom. Just giving space. This is the existence of the Beis Hamikdash. This is a mini Beis Hamikdash. Bayis Neman Yisrael is a mini Beis Hamikdash. So I look forward to celebrating together when we see it in a revealed way.
Amen.
When we see it revealed.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Wow. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.